Losing a pet can be difficult for some. Francesca Tocco knew this when she came to MU nearly 2 years ago. She's a doctoral candidate in the MU Sinclair School of Nursing and a Greek program assistant at RCHAI with a social work background. She says there is a need to revive this program that existed a decade ago. When a professor with the program left, it faded away.
Most College of Veterinary Medicine around the country have some sort of program to address grief, loss, and other issues that can come up. Some are advanced and offer many services. Some are at the beginning stages. And it was brought up by faculty, staff, and clinicians at the teaching hospital who recognized the need for this type of program.
Rebecca Johnson is a professor and director of the Research Center for Human-Animal Interaction. She says the role of a pet has changed over the years as more animals have become part of the family.
Over recent years, companion animals have gone from living outside and doing work to living on the porch to living in the kitchen to now living with families as bona fide family members and sleeping on the bed. Because that bond has intensified, it's even more important that we recognize that when one loses a companion animal, this can be a very sad and stressful experience.
Some of the services that can help the grieving process are anticipating the loss of a pet, how to talk to children that have lost a pet, ways to memorialize the bond, in grief counseling. Tocco says she loves meeting patients face-to-face and even asks them to bring pictures to grasp a sense of that bond.
My favorite part so far has been looking at the pictures and hearing about the memories that they invoke and the stories that get brought up during our time together.
Johnson said the program has received positive feedback, and in the future she hopes the program can reach out to not only the clients of the Veterinary Teaching Hospital, but to people throughout the community in the Mid-Missouri area. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.